Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. It does not appear she is in Chicago.
I'm back.
She is dressed for D.C. more than Chicago. and she looks spectacular.
Nice shirt.
What's up,
Thank
TK?
You. What's up, guys? My issued laptop just would not pull up my email.
No, you could have ended at Odyssey issued laptop and we would have understood.
Yeah. So that's why.
Did you take the training about what to do if you're attacked with a hammer by a coworker?
That's not real.
No,
ma'am.
Not only is it real, it really happened to me.
Well, yeah, you'll be getting that training soon, ma'am. Yes, you'll. But yeah, you could have ended at Odyssey issued laptop and we all would have understood.
Yeah, it's been, I barely got in here. There was thunderstorms in Chicago all day.
So you just got back now?
Like an hour ago.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Wow. How was Chicago? We were living.
Oh, my goodness. We did everything. We went to the Cubs game.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Before you, like, who's we?
I brought a crew with me.
She's got an entourage.
Wow.
She has a posse.
No, the Odyssey issue laptop froze. Now another. Yep, it did. I think you just kicked out of an official Trista. It has to be 5 seconds. You kicked out at like 4.5.
Let's see. All right, why don't we do this? Hold on. Let's do this. We can do. Let's see.
I want to know more about.
This is probably not going to be as good.
I want to know more about Chicago.
It's going to be. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I know what's happening.
Trista on Rush Street. It's lit.
It must have been hot there, too. I saw what Trista had on at the Cubs game.
The humidity. The humidity, too. You know what I mean? The humidity.
Hold on. Let's make a switch. There we go. Okay. We back in here.
Y'all are tripping. You know what I mean? It was hot that day, though. 97
Ooh.
That day.
I just thought about something. And forgive me if it was on your Twitter feed because I didn't I wasn't really on Twitter that much over the weekend. I saw you at the Cubs game. But did you go to the Sky game, too?
No, I just, you know, I feel so bad asking for hookups. Mm. So I only wanted to ask for one hookup.
Oh, you really got to hang out with Kenny Moore. He'll ask.
Wait, what? Kenny, all I want is some book ones, all right?
I'm more of like, I let the plug come to me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, probably should have.
Pause. No, so I'd never been to Wrigley Field before. And so Mitch Rosen is the PD of 670 The Score, where I do shows on the weekends. And, you know, I think they have like a suite or something. So I just was like, hey, I've got a couple of friends coming into town. And we've never been to Wrigley. Do you think that maybe you could help me find some tickets? And I was expecting, you know those little word choices.
Yeah, that's very good.
You know, if there's any tickets lying around.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, what you suggest, but I'm new to town. And he was like, tickets will be in your email, like, midweek. It was seventh row behind home plate.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. Yeah.
So then we ran into, so one of the guys that came with was a producer for the show that I go on all the time, Bernstein and Holmes. And so he's like, oh, let's walk around Wrigley. And then we see Cliff Floyd, who it was a Mets player.
The baseball player?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So he does some stuff for the Marquee. He does pre and post game for the Cubs. And he was like, introduced us. So we start talking, and we're like, what's up with you? And he's like, oh, well, I got to go change because my guy, Roy Wood, is in town, and he's doing a show. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. And I go, no, that's my guy. And he goes, that's your guy? And I go, yeah. Tell him I said hey. And he's like, oh, okay. And my friend was like, oh, okay. And I was like, this dude's here right now? So I FaceTimed him, and it was, you know the, like, that moment – where you just, like, you know there's a moment where either you're going to look like you're crazy and you just have that person's number, mm-hmm. or you're going to look like that's your guy. Mm-hmm. Kenny Kenny makes me feel like the former a lot,
don't
right?
Do that.
Like,
don't makes do that. Me. Don't do that, Trista. I pick up all the time, and when I don't, I call back immediately, and I got to now do the record video. That's what she does to me.
Phone's always on, do not disturb. Anyway, just pick up the phone. Anyway, so I FaceTime Roy, and he threw out the first pitch, and I didn't even know that.
Oh, snap. So
he came over to us, and it was, you know, it was great. I hadn't seen him forever. And he's like, hey, you guys trying to come to the show tonight? And we're like, yeah. He's like, let me put your name on the list. We go to the show, which I have a sidebar story about somebody who was trying to, like, play, was it Big Time Us? Who works on the station, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I
want
to hear about this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He literally is like Big Thomas. Anyway, so we get to the show a little late, like still opening act late, but like late. And we're front effing row at this freaking show. It was so good.
What happens when you hang out with Trista, man? I'm telling you.
Boy. So then we ended up going backstage and, you know, my friends got to meet him again and they took pictures and all that stuff. So
where was Cliff Floyd? He was in the 44th row?
I don't know where Cliff was. I saw him after the show and he was like, oh, you did come. You did come. And I was like, I told you, I know. Like,
So what's the sidebar story?
Oh, yeah. So me, the producer of the show on the Score, and so I do Saturdays there every now and again. And I also go on once a week with the show from 10 to 2, right? So and then my friends are there and then Roy's there. And so this guy pulls up who does the show from 2 to 6, right after the 10 to 2 show, right? Mm-hmm. So he knows this producer that's with me. So he pulls up on Roy and he's like, hey, Roy, I'm Danny. You know, I was just, we just interviewed you the other day, blah, 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 from 670, The Score. And he's like, kind of like, you know, kind of doing this to us, you know, like this is our group that he just like got into. And then like actually, no, this is like a one-to-one conversation. And Roy was being like real cool. And he was like, you know Trista, right? Like, she's on the station. And he looks at me like, oh, okay. And I was like, wow. And then I go, and Ray, like the producer on the Score, right here too, right there, like Katie, you see him? And he looks at Ray and he's just like, oh, okay. Like, if you didn't know that we work there, you would think we do not work there. Like, this guy definitely works there, and, like, these dudes are interns at best.
Wow, boo.
It sounds like he needs his ass beat. So if you haven't taken the HR training now, it would be a great time to go beat that guy. That's so whack.
Boo.
He had his kid in his arms. He's like, yeah, I'm on dad duty, yeah.
I hate these stupid-ass self-important people. Like, bro, shut up.
I was like, dang, dude.
Bitch, you work at a radio station. No one knows who you are. Give it a rest.
Come on. Yeah. And like wild because I saw his host, like his partner that was there at Roy's show. Mm. And he comes right up to me. He's like, hey, like, what's up, Trista? Big fan. Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, I would have thought you had no idea who I was. And he goes, why is that? And I go, because your show partner just literally like acted like he had never heard my name, never heard my voice, never seen me. Like, I was just a scrub. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's Danny. Yeah.
That's Danny. For
goodness sake.
Oh, man. Well, and more of, I got another question for Trista's trip to Chicago. Oh. Did you go see Sweetie?
No, didn't see Sweetie, but I saw somebody else. One more story. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Are you ready? Okay, so we're staying in Hyde Park, which I highly recommend, south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like just down the street from like Muhammad Ali's house, Farrakhan's spot, the whole like little compound they got going on there. And we're walking with Emma, and I'm like, oh yeah, I think Obama's house, like Obama has a house around the corner from here somewhere. Let's put it into our GPS and see where it is. I'm like, well, he doesn't live here really anymore. He lives in D.C., but at least we could see the house. And, like, it's probably barricaded because the last time I came to Chicago, the streets were blocked off, barricaded. Makes sense. But we'll just get as close as we can. So we walk over there. Sure enough, barricaded, do not enter. And I'm like, well, we're walking. It's different than, like, on cars, different than on foot. So let's walk through and see.
What?
That's not. This story's gonna, well, the ending won't be tragic because Trista's here.
The thought process is crazy. It's whatever. Do not interrupt.
We'll just see how long it takes for them to tell us to turn around, you know? And
it's the most white privilege thing ever.
My friend was like, he was like, "Oh, your what is coming out right now?" And I was like, fam, you look like a university professor. You're not getting shot either. None of us are getting shot, okay? Our melanin level is like yellow at best, okay? Like Damien's 5 shades darker than all of us combined. So I don't care what, you know? He's got his red bone, his summer red bone on. I can see it. So Emma's like playing in the grass. And like she's like rubbing her belly on the grass. I'm like, come on, Emma, let's go. Let's see this house. Because you like try to take a photo of it or something. And I look up and I see, because we're 3 doors down from Obama's house at this point. Can't believe we've gone so far. Because he's like all the way at the end of the block, like 2 houses in. And we're coming from the other side. So like, but we've already gone like 75% of the way there. No one said anything. So I look up and there's a group of like 6 people in formal attire leaving Obama's house. And I was like, that's weird. You think that they run tours out of there? Because like, I wouldn't want to run a tour out of that house if I still live there. Like that's weird that people are leaving his house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that couldn't, nah. And so then all of a sudden they get into these cars and it's 4 black SUVs, boom, 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 boom. And then it's 3 presidential limos, boom, boom, boom. And then it's 1 SUV off the back, boom. And they're driving past us. And then the Secret Service is like, hey. What are you doing? Yeah, like, do not move. 1 more step. Like, we weren't going to go anywhere. He goes, let all these cars go past, and then you need to cross the street. I'm like, dude, you're so slacking, you know? Like, what have you been doing? Hey. And he's like, you guys live on this block? And we're like, oh, we're 1 block over. Which we were, in fairness, 1 block over. And so my friend says to the guy, he goes, to the Secret Service, he goes, is Obama in residence right now? Is that what we just saw? And the Secret Service person just like smiles. It's like, yep.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, Obama! Wow. What are the odds? Like, you get onto his block and he walks right out of the house with the family.
Trista lives a life, man.
She do.
She lives a life.
It could have ended that day in Hyde Park. Thankfully, it didn't. But no, well, she lives a
once
life.
Once she got past the U.S. Army or whatever and got past,
well,
that
all
situation.
Because Emma wanted to rub her belly on presidential grass.
Like, oh, no, I was saying, where was she at where she took the wrong turn going to Starbucks?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Once she got past that, I mean.
I guess, yeah.
She's Teflon.
So that was freaking
Secret
crazy.
Service is nothing after that.
We got into the Uber and we told our Uber driver, and he goes, you guys should buy a lottery ticket because I've never heard of that. Like, not only does he never come to Chicago and he doesn't stay there anymore, for you to be on the block while Secret Service is there and they leave, and somebody like waved at Emma out the window.
That's pretty dope.
No, that was a gun. They were waving a gun. Ma'am,
keep
moving.
Move.
Keep moving. Move, ma'am. That is crazy. You do live a book-worthy life.
How does it happen? I don't know. It doesn't make
sense. It's just TK.
I've been in D.C. at the White House and President Obama wasn't there. all right. You hit the one time he just had to drop by and pick up some basketball shorts and left, and you just happened to be there when he did it.
Pick up his mail real quick.
Whoa!
He got a package from StockX. He had to pick up real quick.
They were all like super dressed up too. Like one, I think the oldest daughter. Now that I'm like piecing it together, had like a bright yellow, like sort of like spring dress on. Everybody else was in like black suits, black dress. Like 6 of them.
See, Obama, just like us, that's where he sends his shoes. So Michelle don't send him to the house. Yeah, let me send him to the house in Chicago.
You better be careful. Jasmine listens to this show.
Well, I used to send my shoes to my grandmother's house, but she's not here no more. So I need a new connect.
Jig is up. Well,
I need a new stash house.
Send him to Odyssey or send him to.
I told Kim I was going to do that. She said, "You better not."
I just love the idea of a StockX package showing up with Barack Obama's name on it. Brother, looking at it, you think that's the Barack Obama? Nah, it can't be. Drop these off. It feels ridiculous to shift to basketball now after that. That was fun.
That was fun.
When are you coming back here?
That's what I was thinking, too. Come on, man.
Are you going to Vegas?
Are you going to Vegas?
No.
You guys never be on some legit stuff with that.
I'm going to be in Baltimore in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I got a wedding to go to. It's like a whole all-star weekend, but I don't know. Might have some downtime.
All right, let me know. I don't know when I'm coming to Sacramento. I am going to be in Vegas for part of Summer League. I've got my 20th high school reunion.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's like right in the last day of Summer League, and then I've got also my first boss and mentor's 50th birthday party as well. So I'm not going to be able to stay for the whole thing. So, but I don't know. I need a reason to come back, you know? Like, we got to get some games going.
I can think of two of them.
Well, we know that Kenny's already still in the doghouse from the last time.
No, I'm back outside. I'm back outside. Don't do that. I'm working.
Well, yeah, now that we have KSFM, we disguise everything as work. Yeah, we got to go to Tiger tonight for work.
So that's how we wash the money.
Yeah. That's right. I'm not going to Tiger because I want to.
You wash the money now. But nah, man, you got to pull up. It's funny you say that about Vegas, though. It feels like this summer league does not have a buzz.
No.
And it has to do with the draft probably. Yeah. Because next year with Cooper Flagg and stuff, and isn't Boozer's son next year as well? Or is he the following year?
But Ace Bailey is going to be a really big name to watch as well. You've got Ron Harper's son, Dylan Harper Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, who else is in that class? You got some good players.
Yeah.
Obviously, Cooper Flagg. I don't know if I'm as high on Cooper Flagg as a lot of other
people. Really? Cooper Flagg can go. He's nasty.
And it's more mental than anything. It's more like upbringing, really good family, like very chill, like not. There's just things about him that I wonder what the competitive edge is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wonder about his toughness, like mental toughness. Mm-hmm. But we're going to see. We're going to see. He'll get real annoying once he gets on Duke's campus.
Perfect place for him.
With annoying serum.
JJ Flagg is going to be his.
Oh my God. Is JJ arrogant? Or does he just come across as arrogant?
I think he is arrogant. Yes. Do you guys have friends or know people who are ridiculously smart, but they're really annoying about it?
I mean, I know people like that, just random people. I'm cool with, like some of the homies from way back when, but like, all right, and smart ass.
I feel like that's JJ. He's just always wanting to let you know that his mental is just better than yours, you know, in every way. He's also a little smug.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and doesn't. I'd be fine with arrogance and smugness if it also had a tone of playfulness. Mm-hmm. He's like dead ass about it, too. Mm-hmm. He takes it so serious. Mm-hmm. Even when he was like, truthfully, Claire, I haven't thought about it because give an F. Mm-hmm. It's like,
so,
well, and that felt like such a contrived F bomb. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't even organic.
No. And I'm like, bro, you've dropped 4 F-bombs in this press conference. And you also ended up by saying you've been paying attention to everything that everybody is saying in the last 6 weeks. And it's been one hell of a ride to be a part of the content aggregation machine or whatever he called it. It's like, you didn't have to say all that if you really don't care.
Right. One of the things that I hypothesize, though, is JJ, because, you know, we can feel however we feel about him. The jury's still out for me as with him as a coach. Like, maybe he is Pat Riley. I don't know. But do you think JJ is like that with non-NBA players? Because he holds himself, I'm an NBA player, and I know basketball more than you, just don't understand, you don't know. But when he gets around NBA players, he's got a little bit more respect for working with them and holding conversations with them. You think that's the case with him? Because if it is, he'll be fine in that respect as a coach.
Yeah, I've listened to a bunch of his podcasts when he talks to, like, Trae Young, and he talks to other players that he interviews, and he's got a really good memory, and he's got things in his chamber of what they do really well that he wants to break down. So when he would interview players, he would never try to criticize them, and the whole interview was very positive and very much like highlighting the things about that player's game that he thinks he wants to accentuate in a good way. So I think that's important. I think his analytical focus will be nice, a nice change of pace from what we saw with Frank Vogel and Darvin Ham. But I don't think we can really say how it's going to be, how he's going to be able to interact with players, how his relationship with LeBron is going to impact the locker room. Is he going to be very Anthony Davis focused? Because they need a center. If Anthony Davis is going to be happy, Anthony Davis can't play five. He just has said that since forever, right? Like, the time where it was really impactful was when it was him and Boogie. Yeah. So he needs a big. So does that mean that the Lakers try and get, like, a, I don't know, somebody in free agency or try to get somebody in a trade? Hard to say, but the relationship element will be interesting because he's also not afraid to say what he thinks, and it sounds pretty harsh when he's delivering criticism.
Do you think it's an eventful couple of days in the NBA?
Yeah, I think there's so much going on. Yeah, I mean, I think everything I hear in terms of free agency, this should be a pop, and that's why I think Summer League's going to be good, is because I don't think it's about the players that are playing in it. I think it's more about all the stuff that could happen in free agency. Like when for example, Russell Westbrook got traded to the Rockets, I was sitting 5 feet from D'Antoni, and I watched him see it pop up on Bleacher Report. Honestly. I watched him, like, look down, go kind of like, okay. And I like looked at my phone and I was like, oh, okay. And then he looks up, looks around, and I like.
Oh, you know what I just thought about? It's an Olympic year. So isn't there going to be like Olympic exhibition games in Vegas? That's usually what happens, huh?
They should be already gone by then. I think.
Oh, yeah, because Summer League's a little later than it normally
is. Is Summer League the,
I think it's like 15th? Third week, second week?
Oh.
12th to the 22nd.
Yeah, they pushed it back a little bit. Because isn't that how it used to go? They would play like maybe the following, during Summer League.
So that would make sense because the women.
Basketball starts on the 27th.
What?
So maybe
for the Olympics starts on the 27th.
Yeah, so the women are leaving the 22nd. Or the 21st. It might be the 21st because they're leaving the day after the All-Star game.
A league will shut down after that for
Yeah, the league will shut down for a month.
U.S. versus Canada is Wednesday, July 10th. Maybe I should go to that one.
That's in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, those things be popping. I haven't gone to a game, but the city is a buzz when Team USA is there.
Well, that's because all the big dogs are there.
Yeah,
all the big boys are there.
July 10th.
Well, we're glad the Secret Service didn't get you, TK. we would have been inconsolable if we found out that you got shot because you were walking down President Obama's street when you shouldn't have been, despite the giant sign that said "Do not enter." So we're glad you're good.
In my head, it was like, well, other people do live on this block. What if it's me?
Well, I'm guessing there's like 8 passes that you have to show, like an electricity bill and you have to have your mother's like
you
gotta
have the thing like
nine...
how you get into the door.
Now you guys sound like my mom. My mom always jumps to like the worst possible thing whenever I tell her a story like this, and she's like, "Well, did you have any ID? Did you have any proof that you were your Airbnb was one block over? What would they? What would have happened if they would have just escorted you to the one block over?" I'm like, they weren't gonna do that.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. Escorting you to the next block is not the worst case scenario.
Like it's a damn casino, and they're walking her to the back of the casino. Hey, is your house over here? If not, I'm gonna break your hand.
Oh, we love you, TK. You are the best storyteller on the planet.
Love you guys.
All right, we'll see you next week. That's a girl, Trista Crick. Heat Check Podcast, the real
Heat Check. Maybe that's podcast. The new name, the real Heat Check Podcast.
Oh no, the Odyssey lawyers need to.
That's facts.
Ramp up.
Yeah, straight up.
We'll come back. We'll get back into this basketball talk as well. Lot more names to discuss, a lot more things to discuss. Jason Jones coming up in 45 minutes as well on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hope you can join us tomorrow. Tom's Watch Bar, 5 o'clock, right there in Doco, next to the Golden 1 Center. Come hang out with us, man. We are going to have a good time as the NBA draft gets underway and as the Sacramento Kings make a selection, question mark?
Maybe.
Well, they'll make a selection. The question is it for them or is it for somebody else?
Exactly.
At number 13. So come to Tom's Watch Bar. 5 o'clock, Ramsey will have headphones so he can hear the picks called.
Even though there was volume on all throughout Tom's Watch Bar.
I love
it. Sounds watcher ever not had volume on.
I don't think so. Well, we were just talking about that. Like, I was like, is this the first event we've done since the national championship at Tom's Watch Bar? And it is.
Yeah.
Our next Sky River event is until September, man. So
that's gonna be lit though.
And that's what great, like, it's Tom's Watch Bar, but like anybody, like, it's not like Sky River Casino where you have to be 21 and over to get in. Like, come, you know. Yeah. It's a good chance for the kids to come out or whoever, man. Come through. We're gonna have fun tomorrow.
Got two things real quick, a little short segment here. Number one, presented by Rolex at 2:24. Ben said Subway's original sandwiches are ass, but their newer steak sandwiches are decent. He also said Jim Boy slander is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we say, 2:24 and 2:26, that might have been a 12:50 discussion.
Yeah, he's a ways behind.
Getting steak at Subway is insane. Shout out Ben, but like, we're all friends. We're all friends. We all need to be real with each other.
It's a steak sandwich.
Are we sure that's steak?
Oh, don't
are
do that.
We positive?
Don't do that to Subway.
It's not steak, bro. That's fake.
Are we positive that's steak?
Don't do that to Subway. Don't do that. The other thing that I was going to talk about that I just thought was, it really doesn't pertain to anything that we're necessarily interested in, but I just thought this was kind of interesting. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, you know, the Phoenix Coyotes, did you hear about that situation where, you know, at the end of the regular season, they played their last game as the Phoenix Coyotes. They're moving to Utah in the NHL.
It was the Utah Hockey Club or something like that.
So they're moving to Utah. Part of the deal with the NHL, because Arizona's been a mess for a long time playing at ASU. It's like a 5,000-seat arena or something like that. Then they're like, look, man, you got to get this figured out. So we can't keep doing this. We're going to let this team go to Utah. You've got 5 years to figure out an arena, and if you figured out an arena in that 5 years, you can have expansion, and like you're mm-hmm. there. You have mm-hmm. it. Like you just have to figure out the arena thing. We'll mm-hmm. give you an expansion club. And the owner was like, okay, cool. Sounds good. I'll sign over the Utah thing right now because we're going to work on this. We're going to get the arena and get expansion. Well, today he announced that he quits all that. He said, I'm not doing this. I'm done. So Arizona hockey is over.
Okay.
But that's crazy. Can you imagine that, though? Like, if the Kings were to leave because they couldn't figure it out, and Vivek is like, nah, all right, let them go. I'm going to figure out the arena thing. We're going to get the Kings back here in expansion. And then, like, 2 months later, he says, nah, I'm done. I'm not doing this.
Trying to change. It's just not for me.
That was wild how abrupt that was.
It almost as if it was premeditated.
Because I think he got some money. I don't know. I think he got some money to let that team go to Utah. I think. I don't know. But that's crazy. 2 months later, he didn't even really like try for a couple years to be like, we couldn't get it done. I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't mean to laugh. That sucked, but damn.
Hey, maybe Fisher will do that. You know what? Never mind. Vivek, you can have it. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Whatever gets them to stay.
Yeah.
Whatever gets them to stay.
I'm not going to pretend to be super familiar with Corey Perry's body of work.
Who?
Corey Perry.
The human Buffalo Bills, I believe.
Man, this brother, I'm using that term, relative. My man has been on 4 of the last 5 losing teams in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, man.
That, in 2020, lost to Tampa Bay. In 2021, he lost to Tampa Bay again. In 2022, he lost to Colorado. Last night, he lost to Florida.
That was a really exciting game. I'm not going to act like I'm a super hockey guy.
Well, that moment with, what was it, like 3 minutes left? Where it feels like there's 40 guys down there by the net, oh, and they man. Couldn't get the.
They had about 4 or 5 chances. Yeah, it felt like
it did
to tie it up, and then I don't know the rules, but I was like, when they got all in the corner with 15 seconds left, I'm like, hey, shouldn't he blow the whistle for a face off? No, they just stayed over there for the final 15 seconds of the game, and it's over.
Final 15 seconds is the dog pile.
I said, hey, isn't there a whistle for a face-off coming up?
No,
that's how it is.
No.
Damn.
Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe despite his team losing. Sent me down a little bit of rabbit hole. Apparently, it's most common in hockey. He, I believe, is the 6th skater to get it. To get that award, that's the equivalent of the MVP trophy, and it's also MVP for the postseason.
Right.
But he's the 6th skater to get it for the team that lost in the Stanley Cup final. He's the first to get it since 1976.
Wow.
Question for you.
Okay.
In the other three major American sports, mm-hmm. How many times do you think that's happened?
I'm going to say 3 times.
3 times it is, as noted here in my notes.
What kind of rigged game is this?
That's good. See, you know what the cold part was? How he guessed that and like didn't tip the fact that it's actually in here in our notes. So we really don't know how many times he's cheated pocket watching.
He just lets us know from time to time.
I know.
Like, hey, fellas, by the way, I'm going to cheat on this game. Like, that's literally what Casey does.
It's happened once in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 5. It happened once in the World Series. And, of course, very famously, Jerry West did it.
Are you of the belief that LeBron should have won it one of those 2 years the Cavs lost? A lot of people said he should have won in 15.
I mean,
a lot of people said he should have won. I think 18 was the other one.
There was no question he was the best player on the floor. But that's tough to me.
Yeah.
You shouldn't give.
It doesn't happen very often. I mean, 69.
I mean, it's never happened since Jerry West.
Jerry West is the only one.
What are we at, 50 years?
So I think the Connor McDavid is the first, I think, period. Yeah, he is the first since 1976. Because remember, Chuck Howley was, that was Super Bowl V. Jeez. So that's 50-ish years ago. That I don't know. That's a tough.
I'm okay with it not going to a losing play. Like that's part of winning, right?
A losing, yeah, losing player should never get it. You weren't valuable enough to win.
No, I don't think that's.
I wouldn't look at it that way. I would just say that's part of being on the winning team. You get the MVP. That comes with.
And that makes sense to me. Yeah. That makes sense to me. But LeBron Stone James Cold was the best player on the floor.
Tapia.
I'm just saying, like
you suck.
What? The guy who won is the most valuable.
What? I hear you. He sees this. He's trying to. What he's doing is he's working through a way to take the. He thinks you're trying to take Jaylen Brown's trophy away from him.
Not at all. Not at all.
No, well, you do hate Jaylen Brown.
We have to go. No, I don't hate Jaylen.
No, we have to go. There was a long conversation with you. We got to reset. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings. We'll talk more NBA. And we're gonna try to make the Sacramento Kings better over the course of the next 5, 6, 7 days or so. See them with Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Man, the chatty house is a bunch of dummies.
Man. I apologize to my people over at 95.7, man. I was just trying to, you know, and this get my 2 cents in.
This is why Matthew's Mattress sponsors the chatty house, because not only are they running the 1320 chat here, they're also controlling the 95.7 The Game chat.
Chatty House is the Wilt Chamberlain of chats, bro. Like, they started all of this.
That's facts.
They started all of this.
That's facts. We was even ahead of 95.7.
We were the blueprint.
Because like people would have chats, but they don't talk like how the Chatty House talks to each other.
Right. They were the blueprint. Okay, my last one. I am going to put, this is KC in LA.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. The Chatty House, brought to you by Matthew's Mattress. Head over to matthewsmattress.com. You can... get incredible sales going on in this Independence Day celebration with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Beautyrest Black. They even got a 10% price match guarantee on advertised prices. Talk to someone at your store. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Like, I don't mean it that way.
No, I know what you mean.
But like, anybody that thinks they got a lower price, bring it to my people over at Matthew's Mattress and they'll match it, man. Come on now. That's big time. I ain't playing around with y'all.
The Chatty House, brought to you by MatthewsMattress.com on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. For God's sake. All right. Y'all need to get out of the chat. Y'all just got multiple tabs open. Get out of there. Get back here.
Come back over here.
Katrina, this is a great question. Katrina's asking, was Coffee Boy and Alcatraz the same week?
It might have been.
That Alcatraz conversation
was crazy.
Well, we solved that too, by the way.
Yeah.
They survived.
That was one of the most epic. Yeah, that was definitely an epic show moment for sure.
That was. That really was.
I think Malik Monk Day, like all things considered, might be the greatest show of all time.
Malik Monk Day was phenomenal.
I ain't never seen nothing like Malik Monk Day. Kings playoffs didn't even
matter. There were 4,100 people watching live when
Monk Day went crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Man.
Manny, Alex, Bryce, get out of there. Leave them alone and get back here.
Street lights are on. Come home.
Man. Drew Down says Alcatraz. Shout out Mitch.
Oh, man.
When
can he come back?
He's just on a little.
He's on a leave right now. Don't worry. He knows.
He's just on a little breather right now. He's relaxing, enjoying retirement. we'll talk to Mitch again soon.
Oh, man.
Now I got to get out of the chat to make sure. It looks like everyone has left and has come back. So
thank you for coming back.
We'll close it.
Willard's looking a little befuddled here.
Poor Willard,
doing a lot of squinting at the chat.
Willard's a little befuddled.
I shut it down again.
The chat DX invasions are low key a little funny gimmick.
No, they're hilarious. They're hilarious, man. During the break, though, somebody did ask a basketball Kings related question that I thought was pretty interesting, right? So somebody said something about how can the Kings get Moses Moody? And I drew down, was like, look, they're not trading Moody to the Kings. I agree with them. I don't think it's happening. But Monty Poole, I don't know if he had an article or what, but I saw a tweet that was, you know, of a quote from him.
At some point, this has to go, but it hasn't yet.
Moody. Definitely can't go tomorrow. It's the draft. It's the anniversary, well, so to speak.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
But Monty Poole says the Warriors have exhibited no desire to part ways with Kuminga, Moody, Pods, or Trayce Jackson-Davis.
It's understandable.
It is understandable. But if so, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If Kuminga could get you Paul George while you have Steph Curry right now.
That's different. That's different.
I agree.
That's different.
I agree. I think to a certain degree, like if it was Paul George for Pods, like, yeah, they trade Paul George. But like there's a trade package that involves one of those guys. I think they're hesitant to move on from them for almost anybody. That's relative.
Including Moody?
Yeah. I think so. I would move on from, like you just kind of alluded to, I would move on for Kuminga for Paul George.
Yeah, that might be the only person I'd move on. Like realistically.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only player I'd strongly consider. I got to be honest.
Paul George or moving Kuminga? Paul George is the only player
I'd consider moving Kuminga for.
I got you.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't communicate that very
well.
Kuzma. Realistic.
Kyle Kuzma.
For Kuminga? I don't think so.
Brandon Ingram.
I'm going to need a...
Brandon Ingram says he's going to resign.
Yep.
I would too.
Yep.
I like Kuminga. I like Kuminga's talent.
I think Kuminga's really good.
I think he's a talented player. I don't see him as any more than like your third best player on a really good team. Like on a championship contender.
I think that's okay. That's all right. You don't think he could be your number two?
I don't think so.
Mm.
I could be wrong. He's very talented. Mm. He started to score at a high level as the season went along last year. But, like, remember, I think we talked about it on here, and maybe it's just the makeup of the team, but we were like, as a Kings fan or people who observe, watch going up against the Warriors, Kuminga wants to score 25, let him. Like, let him. Fine. We need to make sure these other guys don't get cooking. But we're not going to lose because Kuminga went for 25.
I think Kuminga could be a two.
He might be able to. I might be giving up on
a position two.
Yeah.
He could. I think he could be Steph's guy, to be honest with you. But I got you. I'd rather that guy be. I feel like this is the part that I'm hung up on. Let's go with this for a second, because there seems to be some rumblings about Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
And it does actually tie a lot of things together if there's validity to it, because I saw Chris Paul linked to the Clippers and I was like, how and why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it makes sense if there is some validity to this Paul George Golden State thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a championship contender if they get Paul George?
I don't think so.
And I'm assuming Clay's
gone.
Mm-hmm. So it's Paul George, it's Steph still the guy. Draymond, for better or worse, is still there.
Mm-hmm. You got Wiggins.
I'm assuming Kuminga's gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Well, or maybe he's not. Because Chris Paul's the focus of this.
Very true.
But why would the Clippers do that? The Clippers don't get better if they get Chris Paul back.
No.
With all due respect, like, they would have to have Jonathan Kuminga in this deal.
They'd have to have something. They'd have to have Kuminga or in any deal that I'm doing for Paul George, which is a little.
You know what I just thought of, too? You got to sign him.
You got to sign Paul George, yeah. Yeah.
This is actually starting to make more sense. This is why they'll let Clay go.
Yeah.
Like, we won't pay you 4 years. Mm-hmm. Such and such amount of dollars. We'll pay him, though.
But the problem with that is So, I mean, I guess the question is whether or not you think you're a championship contender. Because that doesn't eliminate the real problem if you're Lake up in the Warriors.
Yes, Draymond Green. Yeah. So sorry. That's not what
you meant. Was that guy
bad.
Still here?
My bad.
The real problem is your tax bill is crazy for a team that is they're more than a borderline. They're around a borderline playoff team at that point. Like, I think they're.
But do they view it the way that we view it? Do they look like, hey, Paul George can get us. He might be able to open this thing up for Steph a little bit longer.
One of the things that you think about with that is just the way these playoffs went, right? Like Dallas, I don't think Dallas was this phenomenal team, but they got hot, they got the right matchups, and they were able to get to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Warriors, maybe you're looking at it like that. Like we just
that's
need,
a tough way to live.
Yeah,
it's a tough way to live.
It is, but. Does if they get Paul
that's
George
an expensive way to live too
and that's the thing if they get Paul George are they would you say they're better than OKC?
I'd have to see it first. My gut
say no.
says no
better than Minnesota.
I'd have to see it again. My gut says no, but you might be able to convince me on that one.
Better than Denver?
I don't think so.
Better than Dallas?
Yes. Yeah, or did the worst on par with Dallas.
So you could be...
Certainly not better than
you could
Sacramento.
Be, no. I don't even have to ask that question. Mm-hmm. We already know what happens when they come through here. Now.
Last year.
Yeah. As of the last couple months.
Right. As of the play-in tournament.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.